Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. When I was young and starting off on my own, I would often shop at Kmart. Kmart is the only store I can think of that would announce on its in-store mega loudspeaker at random moments, "Attention Kmart shoppers, we have a blue light special." And then you would hear the amazing deals. Batteries have been reduced. Mr. Coffee is half off. Or flip-flops are 2 for 1. Spinning around at the entrance to the special aisle would be a spinning blue light, almost like an angel announcing good news. But these startling moments could be personally challenging if, for instance, the high voltage announcement occurred while you were lost analyzing which deodorant to buy, leaning in to see the microscopic comparison numbers of how much each brand would cost per ounce. So if you were lost in critical consumer strategy and on comes the blue light special announcement, well, it just could be your lucky day. Maybe you really do need a dozen big boxes of Kleenex. The original blue light special announcements were first introduced in 1965, retired in 1991, brought back in 2001, discontinued in 2002. The blue light special was briefly revived in 2005, then discontinued and revived in 2009, but only on Saturdays, according to Wikipedia, offering hour-long sales on selected merchandise. But that strategy was also discontinued. At this telling, blue light specials were revived in November 2015. So there still is the possibility of being awakened from decision-making slumber with a blue light special at Kmart. And on this night, we have officially ended the blue light specials of the Advent season, when week after week, our readings announced amazing opportunities for awakening in the prophecies and promises of God, arriving not on one aisle, but all over the world. The blue light special of the Advent season does not need to be revived. The gift of all gifts always and is free. There is nothing to pay, no sales strategy to analyze, no ounces of grace to compare with someone else. You are loved freely, unconditionally, and you will go home to God no matter what condition you are in. You are fully loved, no matter how ragged or frayed you might feel. A spiritual tune-up will cost you nothing. This is the Christmas gift, without coupons. It is available no matter if Black Friday or Super Saturday passes you by. Angels, no less, shouted this announcement to the shepherds of this gospel, and their announcement has echoed throughout the centuries into this church tonight. And if you are asleep, or in a fog, or bored, or just able to get by with what has to be done, or if you are a shepherd wondering if anyone really cares about you, and you feel like you are out in the wilderness, or live alone, or live with others with no time for yourself, or assuming no one understands what you are going through, the angels this night are talking to you. The angels are making noise, proclaiming a message for everyone. The biggest blue light special of all time. Do not be afraid. I am bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day a Savior. A blue light special for each and every one of us. But you might say, I'm good. I'm fine. I have all that I need. I do not need a blue light special, and I don't think I need a Savior. Oh, really? You feel you are just perfect the way you are. So let us lean into this moment, not to analyze the content of ounce comparisons of grace, but to appreciate that none of us loves like God dreams for us. None of us has the deepest part of a blue light special in God, the real joy of Jesus. None of us is all the light and love of God that we can be. So it is that Advent invited us into transforming grace for Christmas, God with us. The shepherds were changed forever that night, and they let themselves be changed by taking a first step. They got up. They got off their butts, sitting on the hillside, watching their sheep, and they went forward. They chose to believe. They chose to accept a movement of grace that came each step of the way. They were not so overwhelmed that they couldn't move. Even in a Kmart, the specials are such that you are curious enough to go and check them out. So the shepherds went to Bethlehem and checked out what the angels had made known to them. For the shepherds to have taken their first steps in faith began with a first step. And that was to listen to what they were being told. Do you really listen? Not outside of yourself, but within you. Do you pay attention to where your heart is? Not your monkey mind, but deep within, where peace breaks through, where the energy of God's love and light empowers you forward. Do you pause and believe in God moments? Do you pause to be still for just a little while and know there is a power greater than yourself? There is a mystery unfolding in your life. Through angels, through spirit guides, through your own divine energy. And through the divine energy that fills the sky every night and every day. We feel this divine energy right now. Christmas is like a love energy vortex. We gather, families gather, people come home, and in a moment like this, a divine excitement and joy is palpable. If you are open to it. And one more part to why this love energy continues to happen, whether you feel the energy and excitement or not, is the angels of God are then, now, and always. The good news of God's love is real, is everywhere, and is alive in Jesus. The good news the angels announced is real, is now, and is free. Peace is free. Love is free. Grace is free, beyond the wildest blue light special. The shepherds got it. And so we heard that they returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. But maybe you don't go into Kmart's or big box stores. Maybe you shop online. Shopping for gifts online is such a solitary endeavor. Being a Christian is not. As Johann Christoph Blumhardt wrote, we are called to prove in our own lives that Jesus Christ is born, that God is with us. But we are constantly in danger of going about our business without Jesus. We keep to our old ways of life and do not allow God to enter our daily affairs. There it is, the blue light special of Advent giving way to Christmas. You are now the light of Jesus for others. You are the blue light special of God. Your love, your peace, your light. Stop right now. Stop every day and notice the newness that God is giving that lets our lives start over in a fresh way every day through a love, a power, a peace greater than ourselves. Take a deep breath and get up and be a shepherd that listens. Be a shepherd that steps out in faith, hope, and love. Be a shepherd that glorifies and praises God for all that you have heard and seen. Amen.